Hi, I'm Thomas Cook. Welcome to Making It and what that means to me.
Podcast listeners, you are about to hear several mind-blowing episodes from one of the most interesting men on the planet about leadership, about networking, about opportunity, about creating something big for the world in chapter after chapter, episode after episode. And when I first met Thomas a few years ago, he said, "Brian, you have to promise me that you'll write my book." I said I would help him write his book. What I also told him is that no one can write your book better than you. And so what we've done using technology and using advancement in communication and knowing that you all love listening because you can multitask and it saves you time, you can get knowledge and still do other things at the same time. Thomas jumped ahead of the curve and produced this podcast along with Brian Rashid Global Communications, where he really takes you on the journey of his life in a way that explains how you can take these lessons and apply them to your own life. So as he's talking about his experience, he's talking directly to your soul. I've been encouraging Thomas to put this out into the world for several years now after I had the chance to do this Forbes article. And we're going to do something pretty interesting here where we're literally going to transcribe the written into the audio. This will be a fabulous experience, I hope, for all of you. But most importantly, it's a little bit of a glimpse into what you're about to experience over the next several episodes as to why I find this man so fascinating, why his journey has helped not only mine, but thousands and thousands of others, and why you should pay attention to the things that he's saying to help you improve your life day after day as you try to make it and you are making it. So without further ado, I'm going to jump into the Forbes article. I'm also honored that Thomas has asked me to facilitate the intros of all of these episodes. So the voice that you hear asking questions and leading into the episode is mine. Now you know who I am and why I'm here and why I believe so much in this man. Without further ado, Forbes magazine, Brian Rashid, The Gift of Time, A Possible Breakthrough Cancer Treatment. 4 months ago, I got a call, and so today I write this story. With the holiday season approaching, it becomes easier to find those people and moments in your life that bring joy, gratitude, and hope. It's a true honor to share this gift with all of you who believe or want to believe that you can change a life. My phone rang. "Brian, this is Thomas Cook. If you give me 45 minutes of your time, I'll change your entire life. When can we talk?" Who could say no to that? So I called him, and it did not take me long to realize what Thomas does for many people is what he was about to do for me. He changes lives. Once I learned more about him, I knew I wanted to write a story about his life. Years ago, Thomas Cook was singing for the President of the United States and His Royal Highness Prince Charles. Now he works with the company, Time Technologies, which has created a non-toxic treatment that it hopes may end cancer. He was humbled to be asked to speak about Time Inc., and he made only one request. He asked I also include his 6 degrees that brought this story into existence, the 6 most important people in his life. And let me tell you, they were inspiring. I talked to Olympic gold medalists. I talked to one of the most powerful political minds in this country. I spoke to a woman whose voice is vital to changing women's lives globally. I spoke to a young man who works for Melinda Gates to solve some of humanity's greatest challenges. I spoke to a scientist who may possibly be a future recipient of the Nobel Prize for Science. How do I even begin a story like this? What would I ask these people? How would I get in touch? Lucky for me, Thomas Cook is a super connector, a master bridge builder who brings an energy and level of magic unparalleled to any other person I've ever met. He made the introduction for me. He set the stage. I felt at home and at peace with every one of Thomas's 6 degrees. It was less of an interview and more like friends sharing information. Welcome to the 6 degrees that I hope may put an end to cancer. How Thomas met each of them and their connectivity to each other and this greater cause. Degree 1, Susan Davis. When Thomas was 16, he wrote a song about missing children. He sent the song to Washington, D.C. to a woman named Susan Davis. She was the public relations firm for the National Center for Missing Children. She loved the song and invited Thomas to Washington to meet her. That song started a friendship which has lasted 30 years. Since they met, Thomas has worked with Susan and her PR firm, Susan Davis International, as vice president. Thomas had an intern at Susan Davis International named Russell Bermel. We will get to him later in the article. But during his time at SDI, Thomas became active in the cancer community in collaboration with the following organizations: Susan G. Komen, Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, American Cancer Society, and the Congressional Caucus of Deadliest Cancers. Susan is now the chairwoman of Global Partnerships for Vital Voices, but during their time at SDI, she introduced Thomas to a man named Governor Tommy Thompson. Degree 2, Governor Tommy Thompson. The governor and I started the conversation with a series of jokes about Thomas's eccentricities and ability to make every person he knows feels like an immediate best friend. The governor solidified my hunch that Thomas could connect two strangers in the far corners of the world. A man bigger than life and with a substantial amount of connections himself, Tommy Thompson was the former governor of Wisconsin and the Secretary of Health and Human Services appointed by President George Bush. He served in this role during the challenges of 9/11. The governor is also a close friend to the Susan B. Komen Foundation, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and the American Cancer Society. Tommy is excited to see the end of the road of this terrible disease that has affected so many people. He is committed to being part of that change and is proud to be part of the Time Inc. Advisory Board. At the conclusion of the interview with the governor, he asked me if I had yet spoken to a man he believes will win the Nobel Prize. This man's name was Steve Hoffman. Thomas chuckled and said, "Don't worry, Governor, he's next." And he was. Degree 3, Steve Hoffman. This is the man behind Time Inc. He is a genius, a scientist, a physicist, and is changing the world of cancer treatment. I spent 30 minutes on the phone with him and probably understood 10% of what he told me. Luckily, he was patient and kind and explained things to me in layman's terms. I started with the most simple question I could think of. "Steve, how do you know Thomas?" Thomas and Steve met when Thomas was an assistant manager at New York City's famous Tavern on the Green restaurant. That was 30 years ago. They became friends and stayed in contact, and 30 years later, Steve called Thomas to let him know he came up with a new, non-toxic treatment for cancer. Thomas was eager to get involved. He met with Steve. Thomas traveled to New York City to see the patients. He was inspired by the team, the patients, and the breakthroughs. He knew he had to help get the message out about this new company called Time Inc. Thomas identified a party that would become a major investor in Time. Also, at that time, he reached out to Governor Tommy Thompson to serve as special advisor Time's board of directors. The company is currently putting together a larger clinical trial pursuant to an IND accepted by the FDA. And Thomas' strategic brain did not stop. His next call was to a man who knows the struggles of cancer all too well. Meet Degree 4. Degree 4, Scott Hamilton. Scott Hamilton is a 7-time Olympic gold medalist and the founder of CARES, a foundation that works with cancer survivors and their families. Scott and Thomas met decades ago on Cape Cod. Scott was an Olympic figure skater. Thomas was an entertainer. Scott joked that entertainers want to be athletes and athletes want to be entertainers. But they both agreed that everyone wants to help end cancer. So decades later, they reconnected at a Donna Karen event that Donna was hosting. At the event, they realized they were both working on research to end cancer. Specifically, they focused on cures that use proton therapy, which does not compromise the quality of life of the cancer patient. Scott was eager to help Time Inc., so Thomas connected Steve and Scott for a conversation which energized Scott even more, especially because they're both focusing on non-toxic treatments to end suffering. In fact, Scott told me more people fear cancer treatment than they fear death by cancer itself. Amazing. We thank Scott and mentioned our next call was with Thomas's past intern who now works for Melinda Gates. Scott was excited to let us know that he just spent time with Melinda and admires the work that she's doing. And the 6 degrees march on. Degree 5, Russell Bermel. Before describing our final interview, I should mention that Thomas Cook has more energy, enthusiasm, and zest for life than anyone that I have ever met. So when I got a chance to interview his intern, who later became his assistant, I was looking forward to knowing what working with this man would be like. I mentioned Russell earlier in the article. He is the millennial mover and shaker, and Thomas was his employer and his mentor. Through connections, Thomas was instrumental in Russell's acceptance at Georgetown University. Since then, Russell has worked on Advance with Air Force One and the President of the United States. Then he became chief of staff for one of the world's greatest chefs, Jose Andres. A few weeks ago, Russell called Thomas and asked for a reference to a new job. Thomas provided the reference. Russell got the job. He is now working for Melinda Gates' Pivotal Ventures. How will this help the advancement? Thomas said, "I'm not sure yet, but I'm guessing that in time, there will be an incredible answer to be shared." And Melinda Gates, be prepared. You are about to get a new best friend. After Thomas gave me his fifth person, he thanked me for my time and interest in his story. Not ready to be done with his energy in our six-degree roller coaster ride, I reviewed dozens of pages of notes. And at that moment, I realized I thought I missed something, since we only talked to five of his 6 degrees. I asked Thomas if he planned on sharing the sixth person with me, and in his big, bold, and loving way, he laughed and said, "I'm talking to the sixth. And today, I write this story."
It's what you're meant to be.
Reclaim your power in your life. Yeah, yeah.
Reclaim your power.
Reclaim your
everything
power.
You dream in life.
Feel the power.
Do it now.
Feel
morning
it
and
your life.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If you enjoyed that song and would like to support Thomas Cook's music and ongoing podcast, please visit iTunes, where you can purchase Thomas's album, The Gift of Words and Music. For more information and to book Thomas as a speaker at your next event, please visit thomascookdc.com.